Now, the National Transport Authority has said taxi fares will increase from tomorrow by an average of 12.5%, while every taxi in Ireland must also accept credit and debit card payments as well as cash from that date. The maximum fare is reviewed from time to time by the National Transport Authority. It's been the first increase in 5 years because of COVID and other matters. So what does this mean? Will it make it a difference from you deciding to get a taxi or not? Will it affect and will it help taxi drivers stay in the industry? A number of them have been leaving over the last couple of years, particularly in the urban centres, and people struggling to get a lift when they need it. Well, I spoke to Terry Boyle of the Tralee Taxi Drivers Association, and I first of all asked him about the increase and what his reaction was to the fact that they'll have to also introduce card machines in every taxi.
As you may be aware, it's been 5 years since our last increase. Oddly enough, 2.5-3 years ago, there was a proposed increase of 5%. I would have been on air talking to yourself about it at
that time.
That's
right, yeah.
There was a decision taken at the time, which I was in agreement with, that we should hold back because, I suppose, Brexit was looming at the time and there was a lot of uncertainty as regards to costs and so on and where that would go. Now, I suppose, unfortunately, what we didn't realise is there was probably a bigger issue looming in the horizon, which probably brought everything to a standstill, resulting in a lot of us being out of work for long periods of time, and the fare structure stayed as it was. Now, I suppose, since we have gone back to work, probably in some sort of normality, has really only been in the last 10 months or so. A lot of issues have now, mainly the fuel issues, have been a huge problem. I suppose you look at the cost of diesel, for example, 5 years ago would have been in around 110 cents locally. We're now looking at, and we're being warned by the media at the moment to expect
another increase
of up to maybe €2 plus. So it's really a survival thing for us at the moment. We've been hanging in there. This increase is necessary. Unfortunately, it might not be the right time to be doing it, but yeah, it is necessary for us to survive and to try and keep going.
And was it that circumstance of events, or that confluence of events, if I can call it that, the pandemic, Brexit, then followed on by the pandemic, then followed on by other issues, that left it so long and resulting in such a big hit now? So does there need to be a reform in the way this is done, Terry, so that, you know, it's coming at the worst time for people?
It is. I suppose, look, Jerry, it's not just ourselves. I think you look across the board, we have announcements coming from various, particularly energy companies and anything at all involving energy and fuel and so on. There's huge announcements coming. We look at electricity, 35%. Somebody was telling me during the week that they paid €36 for a bag of oil. You know, I think our increase is pretty moderate up to that. But I suppose, Jerry, do our leaders in the Western world need to look at how they collect revenue? Is the old-fashioned tax on the old reliables sticking excise on year after year after year? Is it now coming back to haunt us?
Yeah.
Do we really need to do our politicians, and I think they do, I think they need to step back, they need to have a look. They need to have a look at how they're collecting revenue, how they're collecting the taxes from us. I don't think this is sustainable long term, that you're going to be, like, we don't know what, for example, a litre of diesel is going to be at Christmas. I don't know if the indicators are correct. It could be 50 cents a year, like anything is possible. Yet our politicians continue to do what they have done. It's probably a time to have a look, really, how revenue is collected. I think they're going to have to come up with new ways. I was, you know, listening to somebody from the hotel industry was on with you and was very frustrated this morning trying to explain how things operate within their business. They're not alone, it's across the board. There's huge levels of frustration within people that are self-employed or people offering services, running businesses. You know, what's coming down the tracks at us? How can we sustain? How can we keep going? Like, are we going to have to keep adding on costs? And a lot of the costs are fuel related, like, so
yeah, it feeds into everything.
I think it's time for a review of how that's dealt with.
Yeah. Terry, on the cards front, are taxi drivers now all up to speed with that? Is the Kerry fleet, shall we call it that, ready for it. There's no surcharges or charges or card payments allowed, but it'll have to be provided from Thursday.
It will have to be, yeah. The rules are saying to us, and look, we're hoping there's a little bit of leeway because there's always somebody that's going to be at last minute with it. But I think the majority of drivers are up and running probably this week. There will be a few that maybe just won't be there on time, but I think the majority of drivers have car facilities and have had them for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing that we say during the lockdown, use of car facilities and the cashless society has increased significantly. You know, I would have had car facilities myself for a while now, and like while initially the usage would have been a couple of transactions maybe in the course of the week, it's been running, you know, in excess of 40% of
yeah,
business
and growing all the time. Terry, it's on the wider front. We're seeing figures coming out of the pandemic of the loss of 2,000 drivers from the industry. Are we losing taxi drivers in Kerry and consequent delays for people, or is it more of a Dublin and Cork and larger cities problem?
Yeah, it's across the board, Jerry. I think it's across the board. I think it's obviously it's probably more noticeable maybe in the bigger urban areas. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. There's a bigger issue coming with us at the moment, where nationally there's something like 5,300 vehicles that will have to be changed over the next 6 or 7 months because of the age rule that's currently there. Now the NTA gave us an extension on that due to the circumstances with COVID.
Yeah.
That is due to run out at the end of this year. And once that runs out, then there's 5,300 vehicles that will have to be changed in the coming year.
Modernised, effectively. New cars bought, or newer cars bought.
Newer cars, yeah. They have to be, like the rule is, the car has to be, it's 10 years is the maximum that it can be operational, and once it reaches its 10th birthday, then it comes off the fleet.
And is it your concern, Terry, that will lead to a further exodus of taxi drivers if they won't be able to afford or to even get the cars? There's a shortage of newer cars, and second-hand car prices have gone up consequently. So will that lead to more leaving the industry, do you think?
I think it will. I think the cost of replacing is a problem. We acknowledge that the government have provided a significant boost to purchasing electric vehicles. There has been a huge uptake on it. That so far, we'll say this year, they had to actually close that grant scheme for a while because it had been oversubscribed.
Mm.
They had to give it time for it to we'll say for the applications and so on to run its course. They've reopened that. At the moment, I'm told that there is 3 to 4 months waiting for a fully electric car. If one was to go to order one now. Newer cars, again, Jerry, that it's a supply issue. They've become quite expensive. And like you said, second-hand, any good decent second-hand car at the moment is probably 4,000 or 5,000 euros dearer than it would have been 12 months ago.
Yeah.
So it's a decision that's facing a lot of drivers. Within the industry, there's an expectation that anything up to 2,000 cars could potentially drop out. And just hold on and see how what happens.
Yeah.
Your drivers
of the one car, Terry, can only do, as one of them said to me this morning, can only do 8 hours. If they want to add a second driver on, this particular taxi driver said $2,000 to $4,000 is the insurance cost, which means it's uneconomical for them to do it. So that then further reduces the time that taxi is available to the public of Kerry.
Yeah, look, insurance, Jerry, has been a huge problem, not only now, it has been for the last 20 years plus. A new driver coming in, for example, that's starting afresh is probably facing an insurance bill of maybe 7,500-8,000 euros. Additional drivers, like you said, it's generally 1.5 times your existing premium to get another driver on that policy. There are costs that frankly make it difficult to put somebody on, or it's not very attractive either for anybody to come in new into the business. So these are things that need to be looked at. They certainly need to be ironed out, and we need to come up with some sort of a resolution down the road.
All right, Terry. Well, listen, look, we'll see what happens with the changeover, but thanks for giving us your view, your perspective on it today.
No problem. Thanks, Terry.